It's about 27 minutes to 10 o'clock every weekday morning, round about this time. Barbara Friedman, who along with the team curates our social media as well as our website, capetalk.co.za. Why are you snoring? Are you still in long weekend mode?
No, I was snoring about the first story. Election manifesto season.
Coming thick and fast now.
Yeah, I mean, I heard your intro, so I'm not going to belabor the points. But just to say that Twitter's obviously, you know, littered with some of the hashtags. I suppose one of the main ones is Santon, because Julius has said, should he come to power, he's going to build low-cost housing in Santon, obviously next door to his mansion, I would imagine.
What is so jarring about that? No, we all know that.
I think low cost
inner city housing is
absolutely. I don't know. I agree. I think people don't understand what low cost housing is. It's a point we make quite a lot. So they imagine it's kind of going to be shacks or something when it's very much not the case. Yeah. I mean, as we say in the city of Cape Town, in Sea Point, where should caretakers live? Where should people who work, you know, with families and elderly people, for example, in Sea Point, where that is quite common. And I would imagine the same as Santon. Why should people have to catch a taxi all the way to to Soweto when they are a caretaker in Santon?
Where should up and coming, you know, professionals to build families? And inner city, low cost, affordable housing in areas where of business and industry, like the city of Cape Town. That's the way the city of Cape Town is designed, that many people travel into the city bowl in the morning.
Yeah.
Provide them with opportunities to live closer to where they work, their kids go to school, and where they also, you know, find recreation.
But I think that that sort of takes away from the other points that I think people are criticizing about the EFF manifesto, which is that Julius is promising things that I think you put it quite clearly in your intro. Where are you going to get the real money to make these happen? But there are the things that are affecting millions of South Africans. So they're going to vote, possibly might be emotionally drawn to those promises. Are they empty promises or are they not?
The thing about even the most radical promises of a marginal party, and the EFF is not a marginal party in Gauteng, it's a marginal party in Cape Town, in that they don't necessarily have to win an election to have influence on policy.
Because of coalition.
Of coalition governments.
Correct.
And this is what in Joburg in 2016, where the EFF was brought on as a partner, or at least a voting partner of the DA in the Joburg.
I think for me, the interesting thing for all of us is to see what comes after the elections in terms of its growth. If it becomes more than a 10% party, you know, is this an upward trajectory? And, you know, are people looking for alternatives to the ANC? I suppose we shall wait and see in what will be a very low poll, might I add.
The Cape Town Cycle Tour is in the news.
Oh, my goodness. So the Cape Town Cycle Tour, which is such an iconic event in Cape Town, it released this information that in order to participate in the upcoming Cycle Tour, which is in a couple of weeks, you're going to either have had to have your COVID-19 vaccinations and prove it, or you're going to have to do a PCR test before you ride. And, oh my word, people are outraged. I mean, it's quite amazing to me to see how angry and vitriolic people have become about this. I mean, obviously, a lot of people saying, it's a big event, people. This is what we're doing all over the world.
It's also a private event.
Exactly.
And they have right to remission.
They do. But people are saying, you know, it's 2 weeks away. I've already entered. I want every cent back of my entry fee. You evil people, how can you do this? And, you know, with little poo emojis, you know, we entered and paid for this in April. We weren't told about it. You know, the irate, we weren't told about it. They're like saying, well, we kind of have to make this decision now. And an antigen test is what? It's 250 rand. If you can afford to ride in the Argus, probably you can afford to go and pay it. And also, what's the big deal? Why wouldn't you care about the safety of everyone else riding?
Yeah. I think an antigen test would be the least of your worries. If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your thing. And
exactly.
The less of your evils would then simply go for a antigen test.
Which
before
we know
you go
is
right.
What a lot of companies are kind of saying. If we're not going to force you to have a vaccination, we're asking you to have these regular antigen tests to show us that you're actually COVID-free.
Fascinating story, which mirrors my life at the moment. So we had friends of ours. It was literally one couple and the one child over. We sat in the yard and double vax, all both families. But still, the social dance of I haven't seen you in a while. Do I hug you? Do I give you a side hug? Do I shake your hand?
Do I bang your elbow?
Do I bang your elbow, which is not the same? And also the difficulty is when we take a picture, do we keep our masks on or do we take them off?
Exactly. And if you take a picture with your masks off, you're going to get like backlash. So that why did you take a picture with your masks off? So this little boy, well, his mother, Nicole Peoples, of Las Vegas, posted a story about her son on Facebook. The little six-year-old boy called Mason, he was getting his school portrait taken at his primary school, elementary school as they call it in the States. And when the photographer asked Mason to remove his face mask, he refused. He said, "My mommy said to keep it on at all times unless I'm eating." And while they should have explained to him that he was fairly socially distanced, I suppose, he said, "My mommy said," and he refused to take it. And she's posted a very sweet story about this, and it's gone absolutely viral. And people have wanted to give him gifts. And so in the end, she's actually kind of raised more than $18,000, which she's putting into his college fund. Mm. So I suppose such a sweet picture of him. I mean, you remember your first grade, your sub A picture, because that's the picture of Mason with the little blue background that we all had.
It's a sign of the times. But what I often find funny with particularly official group pictures, so they would stand with their little duck arms spread out, and then also with masks on
for social distancing
purposes, and little duck elbows touching, and it's nice. It reflects the times, but you could block your way in people standing at, you know, a fair distance from each other for that quick 10 seconds
for sure.
Or less.
This was his single picture.
Just take a quick picture.
But one day in the future, when Mason is 25, he'll look back at his sub A picture, whatever the equivalent is, and say grade one, and say, "Those were the days."
Barbara Friedman, she joins us every weekday, just after 9:30 for what's happening on Barb's Wine.